Political yard signs can be a line in the sand between one neighbor and another. But this election season, Don Wiley of Donelson is using his homemade signs to encourage his neighbors to take the long view, WPLN's Mariba Knight reports.
The three small signs that line Wiley's sloping yard cut to the heart of his politics.
It says, think. The middle one says, Supreme Court. And the end one says, vote.
There's a sense of restraint to Wiley's three small wooden signs, painted white with plain black lettering. It's worth admiring in a hot-blooded electioneer like this one. No names, no admonishments, just a probing notion. Think Supreme Court. Vote. So why such a simple and seemingly non-divisive message?
Since I do respect my neighbors who have different opinions, I don't just put out vote for Trump, because I don't think that's the important thing. The important thing is the Supreme Court, the long term. We can survive Hillary, we can survive Trump, but I'm not sure that we can survive our Supreme Court being changed.
This retired handyman who identifies as a conservative has lived here for 35 years. And while he isn't particularly active in politics, every 4 years his signs appear. In 2012, it was Vote Freedom or Free Stuff, distilling his concerns with entitlement programs. In 2008, he called out term limits for politicians, regardless of the party. In 2004, when he wasn't particularly thrilled with President George W. Bush, only one phrase came to mind.
Please let me have Laura as my first lady.
Sometimes, not everyone gets Wiley's signs. His 2012 Vote Freedom or Free Stuff sign caused two women to walk up the hill and ask Wiley's wife where they could see the free stuff that was advertised on the couple's lawn. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.